From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Joel Geisler.
Hi, it's good to have you back. And today's question is, why are my emails ignored? You know, I think we have a love-hate relationship with email. While it can be immediate and efficient, it can also cause bottlenecks and bad feelings. Looking back, I think the email universe kind of exploded and then evolved with no official guidance in its best use. It's like we kids were all given cars one day with no driver's ed, no traffic lights, and no rules of the road. So what the heck? We make up our own as we go along. With email, we operate on our beliefs and assumptions about what information to share electronically instead of face-to-face, regarding what language and tone and length are appropriate, or whom to include in a message, or when's the best time to send emails, day, night, off hours, on the clock, or about the use of subject lines, salutations, and signatures, even our definition of spam and time wasters, and of course, our own sense of what a timely response is. All of those individual rules of the road can lead to traffic jams, accidents, and kind of a digital version of road rage. To figure out why your emails seem to be ignored by colleagues at work, let's look at three different levels. Number one, the culture of your organization. Number two, the email habits of your coworkers. And number three, your own personal habits. Now, since we hate to think that we're the ones at fault, let's start with the organizational culture. Where you work, is there an emphasis on collaboration? Are people evaluated and rewarded for not just what they personally produce, but how they support others? Is the default response where you work, hey, how can I help? Is information shared pretty freely or kept in silos? Is the default, well, why would you need to know that? Is there an emphasis on face-to-face interaction so people, even those who sit at computers most of the day, can talk to each other easily in person or on the phone? Because if email is our only option, we can bury each other in correspondence, even if we'd prefer not to. Another question, has your organization done any kind of training regarding email, from protocol to etiquette to security? When you think about the culture, how might you influence it to improve its email use? If you're the leader, you can implement anything from training to simple conversations about expectations. If you don't run the whole operation, you can work with your immediate team and have an impact there. Now, what about other people's habits? You know, they may not intend to blow off your emails. They may be buried in so much incoming information that they've taken steps to manage it. Some have listened to time management experts suggest that they check emails only every few hours or a couple of times a day. Some prioritize by sender or subject. Now, if that's caused you problems, it may be time for one of those difficult conversations. Difficult, but not impossible, especially if you're not accusatory. You may think their behavior is unprofessional, but sharing that thought isn't a constructive conversation starter. Instead, try saying this: I wonder if you could help me out. I've sent a few emails to you this week with questions about the budget changes, and when I didn't hear back, I realized I should check in with you to see why. And after you say that, then just listen. Now, the person may list reasons you think are pretty flimsy, but rather than argue, try saying, okay, gotcha. Well, let's look ahead to the future then. When we're time sensitive, when we might miss deadline, how do we make sure that we really get answers to each other as quickly as possible when we're using email? You have some suggestions? Now, it's at this point that the spotlight may turn from the culture and the other person to you. You might discover that you send too many emails, or you copy people without telling them why, or you fail to put clear subject lines, or you fail to change the subject line in an email thread when the focus changes. Or maybe you write emails that are long, dense, and time-consuming when bullet points would do. Or maybe you're not known for reciprocity. You tend to take more than you give, and people only hear from you when you need something from them. Or maybe you're vague in your messages or too abrupt and not particularly friendly. Now that couldn't be you, right? No, I didn't think so. Then step back. Check your culture. Start a conversation about email protocol. Have a tough conversation if need be. and always lead by example. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.